Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. Tonight on the show, Mr. Norm Olson, pastor, militia commander, a man who I have followed for many, many, many years. Norm Olson was a gun shop owner, pastor from Allenson, Michigan. He and another person, Ray Southwell, founded the Michigan militia a long time ago there. They created in reaction to what they knew was a government overstepping its authority in the 90s, and it hasn't stopped, folks. They expressed their concern over the United Nations, as we do, of an emerging new world order that has been repeated time and time and time again from so many politicians that anybody that calls it a conspiracy theory is suffering from cognitive dissonance. Anyway, now Norm is in Alaska, and he has formed a militia there. We're going to be talking about many things tonight, not limited to, but including the political prisoner Schaefer Cox and many other political prisoners that are being held for what I believe is absolute fear that the powers that be have over people taking back their rightful authority as established. As we established this constitutional republic, we the people established this constitutional republic. We are the parent, they are the child. And as Norm said a long time ago in the 90s, it's time for the parent to spank the child. Anyway, what I want to share with you before I bring Norm on and we start delving into these topics is a presentation that he gave. I believe Schaefer was present for this. He can correct me if I'm mistaken after the fact. But I wanted to share this with you. I've had to have listened to this, I don't know, four or five times. So, folks, I want you to stay tuned in. We will be taking your calls a little bit later on. But listen to this clip of Pastor Militia Commander Norm Olson.
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need the government's permission to have a citizen militia. It's there. It's part and parcel. It's in even our state constitution. It is a natural law right. This is an action-oriented talk now on the citizen's militia. You might think, well, that's not for me. But every able-bodied person is a member of the citizen militia, and that's, I believe, normal, correct, in the state constitution. So what are you going to do about your right to keep and bear arms? Well, here's Norm Olson. Please give him a warm welcome.
The citizen militia is simply the other side of the comma. We are the cause. Keeping and bear arms is the effect. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, comma. We are those people who are exercising that right. And if it were not for the citizens' militia, if it were not for the citizen soldiers, we would not dare create a government at all. The government does not authorize a citizen's militia. The Constitution does not give the right of people to have a citizen's militia. God gave us that right. These unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Among these, there were others. Let me read a few quotes and see if you can see the similarity between these quotes. You know, this one is popular. I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defense of tyranny. You have come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? Someone yelled out, 2,000 against 10,000? No, we will run and live. William Wallace said, yes, fight and you may die, run and you will live at least a while. And dying in your bed many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day until that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here as young men and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom? Here's another. These are times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country. But he who stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of men and women. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. That which we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Patrick Henry said, is life so dear, a peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Then there was another one. They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Sam Adams said, if you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, depart from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. The similarity between these three or five quotes is this. They're words. Just words. Enough, perhaps, to get someone's attention or to pique someone's curiosity, to search it out a little bit more. But words alone will not do. Can you imagine being in a house and a fire erupts in your home and you're screaming at the flames, go out, go out? Rather comical, but words alone just will not do. Rather, let me encourage you to take a stand. Let your words become boldness. And I will not lay you down with a long list of tyrannical acts being carried out right now by the central government against we, the free people. Suffice it to say that anyone who looks at the television or has a mind to rationally conceive of what in the world is happening in this country of ours knows that danger is very near and present. The economic collapse of this country is a foregone conclusion. The mathematics do not lie. It is coming. We need not worry too much about asteroids out of the skies or terrorist explosions here or there. We need to understand that when this economy fails, we all sink. We all go down. And it creeps upon us slowly, gradually, eating away our substance, taking away our livelihood. That is coming. We must face the reality. Your being here tonight may have been a courageous act. I don't know you all. Some of you might have said, well, I'll go see what's going on out there. And if so, then at least you're on the right track. Courage to come out and to investigate, see what these men are saying. Some of you have come to declare openly your position on the Second Amendment. And if you've done that, that too is good. But there is one more step you must eventually take. And that step is to put actions to your words. Or they would be just words. And I would like to think that one day our great-grandchildren, our posterity, will come to the place where we're buried and stand in hallowed remembrance of what we stood for and what we tried to do, rather than to have the generations to come visit the cemetery and curse the day that we lived, because now they are living in chains and slavery. Some of you have declared your position on the Second Amendment, and that is good. That is good. But there's one more step you must eventually take. You're going to have to put actions to your words. You must eventually prepare yourself physically, materially, and spiritually to endure the storm that is coming our way. The greatest failing that America has today is not its economy. It's not the need for more jobs. The greatest need in America today is that we might return to the spiritual ideals and principles that have been passed down to us from great men and great women, from our founding fathers, from God Himself. We must return to the spiritual base of who we are as human beings. This is no time for fear. Yet fear can compel us to a positive behavior. You're frightened of a fire, so you put up a smoke alarm. You're frightened of your children drowning, so you put life jackets on them when you go out on the lake. Fear is a positive thing, but also fear can be a very debilitating emotion, stifling the best of who we are, stopping us from standing, making us timid where we need to be courageous. But you must consider whether your fear is directed toward your fellow citizen soldiers, your fellow neighbors, like myself and others. We are your neighbors. We are your people. We are armed because we have a common threat that is coming our way. But are you more frightened of me? Are you more frightened of the Alaska Citizens Militia? Are you more frightened of the uniforms than you are of the federal government, the tyrants, the oppressors that are coming our way? That's the question you must ask and answer. You must consider whether you fear your fellow countrymen more than you fear the tyrant. I feel that there is a great amount of fear today, that stifling fear. You're frightened to speak. You're frightened to tell what you think, what you believe. You're frightened to write a letter. You're frightened to put your name on a list. You're frightened to give the correct name when a reporter asks you questions. What are you frightened of? We don't have to recruit with promises of good pay, promotion, college, educations, and retirement benefits. We have nothing like that for you. The United States military uses these incentives as external motivators. I served more than 20 years in the military. And though I enjoy the incentives even now and the benefits, we took an oath that had nothing to do with that. You who are soldiers, remember. It wasn't about the pay or the benefits. There was something else burning in our heart. That oath is something to be kept. We have nothing to offer you like that, no external motivators. We simply beg that you seek down deep in your heart the truths that you know are there. We offer you hope, however. If a calamity is coming, then we want to help you through it. We want to prepare for the crisis. We want to see you through the crisis. We want to help you to restore your life after the crisis. We want to have a network of individuals throughout this community, yea, across the peninsula, around the state, networking to help each other in the time of need. Do not look to the state militia, the National Guard. They are not here. Do not look to the Alaska Citizens Defense Force, or the State Defense Force, because they are under the control of the governor. We, the people, are the last line of defense. We are the last line in the sand. And if we give that responsibility over to someone else, and we neglect to defend ourselves for what we know is right, what we know is ours, for our children and grandchildren's sake, then we might as well dig the hole, climb in, and ask someone to throw the dirt in on us. We might as well quit. Cease being Americans. Give away our heritage. Give away our culture. Give away our history. As Schaefer mentioned, you are all rebels. You are genetic rebels. Your great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents came over from burdensome countries where dictators and land barons and feudal lords existed. Your great-grandparents, your people, came here so that they might be free, so they may own the property. They could pick the dirt up in their hands and say, "This is mine." They exercised the most supreme kind of rebellion possible. They packed up and left. They were excellent rebels. We are the descendants of those rebels. You are genetic rebels. Accept the fact. You are Americans, different from anyone else on this globe. I close with this. Americans, perhaps today, have been called penthouse Americans for a very interesting reason. Imagine you will if you are in a 50-story building with a grand penthouse at the top, and everyone is having a grand time. Grand time, but not knowing that the first three or four floors of that building are burning. Having a good time without thinking of the danger coming. The best advertising for the Alaska Citizens Militia is simply to look around America today. We have literature on the table. We'll answer all of your questions, whatever they may be. Be comfortable with the Alaska Citizens Militia. We are you. We are you who are willing to stand in defense of what God has given us. And we're not going to back down. Better to die on our feet than to live on our knees. Better to be free people than to be under chains and servitude.
Republic Truth Radio broadcasts. When we go into this next break, what an amazing speech. As we return from our first scheduled break, we will be returning with Pastor, Militia Commander, and a man who I deeply respect, Mr. Norm Olson. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, folks.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lackadar Stewart, usually joined by Lori Anderson, Eric the Freedom Screamer Hughes, Chris Cave. A quote before we get to Mr. Olson. The laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides. For an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. This is Thomas Jefferson, commonplace book, quoting 18th century criminologist Cesare Beccaria, 1774 to 1776. Mr. Olson, it is a pleasure and an honor for us to have you with us here tonight. Good night to you, sir. How are you? Oh, I hope we have Norm with us. He should be here. Well, you know, you expect technical difficulties. Let's just check and see. I do believe he is with us here tonight. Okay, we're going to try and get him back. Apparently, there was a drop-off in the line. We're going to be getting Mr. Olson back. Anyway, I'll take the time for a moment to read a piece that Mr. Olson wrote while we get him back. There are perilous times ahead for the unorganized, well-regulated militia. The very people that the founders of this country believed would ultimately keep it free may soon become the objects of division, stress, and fear. The Clinton-era assault weapons ban is part of our history. We in the militia ignored it. Bought what we needed through Patriot sources, such as the Allenson Armory in Michigan, where you could get what others didn't have or wouldn't sell. But that was history. Today we face the same growing bias against the militia because of the same reason. We keep and bear arms. Simple. But it is important now to refresh our minds on the historical basis for the militia. Please take a few minutes to review the truth. Norm Olson's statement before the United States Senate Committee on the Militia. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today. The following statement will attempt to answer the question of the legitimacy and the need of the citizen militia. The word citizen may more properly be rendered peoples. Not only does the Constitution specifically allow the formation of a federal army, it also recognizes the inherent right of the people to form militia. Further, it recognizes that the citizen and his personal armaments are the foundation of the militia. The arming of the militia is left to the state, not to the state, but to the citizen. However, should the state choose to arm its citizen militia, it is free to do so. In fact, our founders did, I believe George Washington stated that everyone should be so armed, just like Switzerland. So anyway, I do believe we have Mr. Olson back with us. Are you with us, sir?
I am indeed. Thank you for allowing me to come on your program tonight.
Oh, it's our honor. Our honor is ours, sir. I've been following your work for a long time. Matter of fact, my stepfather, who was a criminal investigator, introduced me to Waco the Big Lie, which led me, of course, all of us at a time. I was just a young man at the time. It affected me in a great way. Regardless of what people believed or didn't believe about the Branch Davidians, they were peaceful people.
who certainly didn't take up arms against anyone and who were subsequently all murdered. And that affected my life, and it made me reevaluate some things. I think it did all of us, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's refreshing to hear somebody look at a group of people as human beings. I've often said, even when Ray and I went out there to Montana to help the Freeman, I had a big old teddy bear under my arm and a handful of letters and mail for the kids inside the ranch house there. Ray had a medical pack, and all it was is it was to put forth the idea that there are children in that farmhouse, just like there were children at Mount Carmel. And there are children involved with the people. They don't necessarily believe the way that we do, but don't we believe do no harm?
And absolutely.
Really, I mean, that's our responsibility to our fellow man. Do no harm. Encourage if you can. Support. Give mercy, understanding, tenderness, forgiveness. But do no harm. That's, I think, is the first and the most primary foundational principle of the militia.
Oh, I would certainly agree.
It's the only thing that keeps us, I guess, sensible and sane. And it's the rule of law, and it's justice and our understanding of justice that divides the good people from those who are hostile to the idea of peace and safety and liberty. And those are the enemies of those things that we enjoy, gifts from God.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I agree. And, you know, I think that all too often, such as Arlen Specter did, people very much misinterpret the meaning and the reasoning behind the militia. Anyway, we have to go to a break. We will be right back after a few words from our sponsors. We had a little hiccup there, but we have Mr. Norm Olson back with us. We'll be right back,
I'll
folks, after a few words. All right. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, we're lucky not to have the telephone lines down for us tonight, folks. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with our very special guest tonight, pastor and militia commander, and quite a statesman, I might add, Norm Olson, who testified in front of the Senate. One of the most refreshing testimonies I think I've ever seen to challenge Senator Arlen Specter. That was a joy. For those of you that haven't seen that, you might want to Google that.
Thank you for reading that statement that I opened with in the Senate hearings.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you for reading that. And all of that archival information is available for anybody who's wants to do in-depth research and studies into the biggest, I believe it was probably one of the biggest social direction changes of the last century, was the rise of the militia and stopping the government cold after Waco. And the message went out, we will not allow another Waco.
I agree with you. I agree with you there, and they got a taste of that. I was in the Bundy's front yard there at the Bundy Ranch, and that was a perfect example of the people coming together and saying, okay, there's a problem here, whatever the problem may be. This militarized force that's being brought to bear upon an American family, a ranching family of no criminality, will not be tolerated. And of course, the subsequent trials that came about saw through the Wooten letter a pattern of provocateurism on behalf of the government. They had the prosecutors there on location that were ready to bring charges against the it was just horrible stuff if anybody hasn't read the Wooten letter yet. But and then also again in the Oregon standoff, which saw the Hammonds being thrown into prison for doing nothing but creating a backfire. I attended that as well with Ryan and Ammon Bundy and a lot of wonderful folks that, you know, I would have probably preferred to have had that stand on a ranch, but they had already committed to that event and they were my friends. So I attended with them. I ended up spending.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
While out in Jordan, Montana, in support of the Freeman, we stayed on a ranch out there, Ray and I did, with many, many other patriots from different groups. And it was interesting to hear all the interchange, you know, the exchange of ideas, but we were all there united for one purpose. And I think that was it's probably the most exciting thing that I've seen in my 70-some years on this globe is to watch how united we became after Waco. We gave energy to the people. The people, when the militia arose and spread across this country, it ignited something deep within the fabric of who we are as Americans. And I believe that it was the catalyst which started a change. Before you know it, you started seeing people meeting with flags, and then they started meeting on Capitol steps with guns, and then they started meeting with signs that said Tea Party and the coiled snake upon the yellow flag. We all of this, and we see it building up, building up, building up. And I believe that we infused the American people with a sense of purpose and courage so that they could stand up. And that brought about big changes in our country. And I hope our time was instrumental in getting people to stand where they are today. And we do need a refreshing, don't we, of the Tree of Liberty. And we're going to be challenged, I think, in the next few years as to which direction we're going to go.
I think you're very correct on that. I've been hoping and praying that it didn't come down to bloodshed, but we saw at Oregon the killing of who I consider to be one of the best men that I ever had the pleasure of getting to know, which was Lavoie Finicum. And that absolutely. Was absolutely an absolute travesty. And we're pursuing that. We cover that at length, and I'm sure that you and all of our audience knows about it. But one of the patriots that is sitting in what I consider a political prison is Schaefer Cox. And I myself and Rudy Davis and Aaron Davis and a lot of other folks, yearofjubilee.com, Lone Star 1776, we've been advocating for him and a lot of other political prisoners. But I think that in your case, you know Schaefer, and I do believe that you could probably speak to his character. Could you talk to us a little bit about Schaefer Cox?
Yes, Schaefer and I are good friends. We've broken bread and drank through a couple of pots of coffee. Of course, he doesn't drink very much coffee. He's a wonderful, wonderful young man. I don't find any faults with him at all. He's kind of a remake of a Tom Paine, you know, or Patrick Henry. He has that ability to keep the crowds fixated upon what he is saying, so important. But as far as Schaefer, yeah, he's in a restricted communication facility. It's what they call the hole. It's called the dungeon, where they'll let you communicate, but they won't let you say anything.
It's a
terrible place to be. I just wrote a long. I was not subpoenaed during the trial. I wish I had been. Investigators came and talked to me, but I had no opportunity to produce an affidavit to show that that Bill Fulton entered wrong information, false information to the juries. In fact, the jury itself was fixed. One of the jurors, I don't know if you've ever heard such a blatant tampering of jurists, but I talked to one of the jurists, and he said that the chair, what do they call it, the leader of the jury?
The foreman.
Actually got up and explained to the rest of the jury what the militia was. And I'm thinking to myself, good night, what a way to taint a jury. You just have one person explain his point of view as to what, and he was not a friendly friend. He was a hostile person toward the whole idea of the militia. But nonetheless, listen, Schaefer is a wonderful man, and we're trying hard, struggling, hoping that one day, and maybe with a new governor putting pressure, I'm hoping that we're going to have a new governor up here in a while. I'd like to sit down and talk to him, and I don't get involved in politics, but it may be necessary if we can get some political backing behind a governor who in turn would promise to look into the Schaefer Cox matter and actually do something about it. I know it's a federal matter.
Yes, I would like to see that. It's a federal matter.
All politics is up in the air.
Yeah, well, Alaska, we released an episode of called State of Corruption with a man named David Haig, who was horribly, just the amount of corruption in this man's case was
we're hoping that the new governor will look at that very closely, too.
Yes, sir. Well, we're on it, and we're trying to get the word out to the lower 48, and trying to get support for men like David Haig and Schaefer Cox,
yes.
and Bryce Cuellar, and there's so many. This young man, Fisherman, had a dark time in his life and was struggling, but he has the heart of a patriot, and he's thrown in jail. And it seems to me like, you know, I remember watching this clip, and I've shared this recently, of the Weather Underground and all of these intellectuals from Columbia University saying that that people would have to be re-educated, and they were planning the murder of 25 million what they called counter-revolutionaries. That's us, diehard capitalists, they called us. I don't think that they really truly, any of them, understand the basis of the founding of our country. But and they were very willing to do that, and it was blown wide open. And then you see, of course, Obama came along. That was his whole little rise was started in great support by Bill Ayers, who was a member of that group. We are under an ideological battle, a spiritual battle, along with the Bundys. For instance, was a group called the Center for Biological Diversity, and in part of their mission statement, it states that they're trying to undo man's dominion over the earth. That is a direct takeout of the Bible, which gives man, God grants man dominion over the earth. They are actually coming forth and declaring their Satanism in their mission statement.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, let man go ahead and create all his mission statements he wants, but that's been the problem from the very beginning. Man goes to his own human reasoning for answers and solutions to the problems that plague us, and yet the BIBLE, basic instructions before leaving Earth, give us all the instructions that are necessary for godliness, holiness, good living, everything. Just listen to what God, good night, he gave us the instruction booklet. Why don't we go ahead and follow the instructions?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, even for those folks out there, there's a lot of patriots out there who are not, they're not Christian, they're not spiritual. I say to them, we were given a perfect set of laws, and if you really take the time to read those laws, you know, even if you don't embrace the faith, if you really, and even some of our founders were deists, but they even said that the adoption of these laws, this moral code, was a necessity for of a moral and just and free people. Because that gave us a set of tenets to live by. George Mason, regarding the militia, said, and I always go back to the founders, that a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. That standing armies in a time of peace should be avoided as dangerous to liberty, and that in all cases the military should be under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power. That's us, by the way. And, you know, I see, just like with your debate with the likes of Arlen Specter, there is this absolute either intentional or ideological disconnect from these authoritarian personalities that seem to believe, and this is one of the things that I keep hearing from folks, our leaders, our officials, they're not our leaders. They're our representatives. And this authoritarian language, especially democracy, 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 that's like two wolves trying to carve up what's for dinner. It's just ridiculous to me. I think Benjamin Franklin said that democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. Benjamin Franklin said that. But anyway, some thoughts with this, you know, in aftermath of the Parkland shooting, I keep hearing, and I this is very disturbing to me, that folks, even that side with the NRA, keep referring to our Second Amendment rights. And here, I believe, is a, when I say mind control, I mean mind control in that the continual telling of a lie over the course of time, it seeps into people's brains. To me, there is no such thing as a Second Amendment right. Our rights are inherent. They're natural. They're given to us by God, or for those who don't believe in God, by your existence. They're natural rights that are common sense rights. Like you wouldn't pull the teeth of a lion on the Sahara. and expect him to fend for himself. It's just something that's a natural right, and that it pre-existed, by the way, the Constitution itself.
Oh, yes. Yes, but, well, you know, it's important for us to go, to define terms. When somebody says that we have a right, I always stop right there and say, what is the source of that right? Who gave you that right? Now, if they say Constitution, I go, wrong answer, get out of here, yeah. Gong. But yeah. If they say that God gave us that as a natural right, well, yes, and with that responsibility. But, you know, when government, when we think that the government grants us rights or the Constitution grants us rights, we're off base from the very beginning, and everything's downhill as far as the discussion goes from there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the government doesn't give us rights. God gives us rights and responsibilities and obligations, and he told us, he warned us, take care of these things. You know, if you go back to the Old Testament in 2 Samuel 23, verse 3, David, King David's last words, he said that kings and rulers must rule in righteousness and in the fear of God. I call that the divine mandate, and that applies to every government leader all the way down. That once governments annul and change and disregard the laws that are established by them. Remember when Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, he also reminded Caesar, there's a God over you too. Yeah. You know, you have a responsibility, and you're going to answer to a higher law, and that law is established for us. Kings and rulers must rule in righteousness and the fear of God. And when they cease to, we are not obligated to obey them or to follow them anymore. That's very clear.
Yes,
in fact,
sir.
People have said to me, well, you know, the Bible tells us that we should pray for our government leaders and the rulers. And I say, well, read the next verse. It says, yeah, pray for them who have dominion or rule over you, so that we can live our lives peacefully, left alone. In other words, pray that those people will leave us alone so we can just live our lives according to our natural law. What's the problem here? You know, governments get in the way, and before you know it, they begin to condense and consolidate and centralize. And when governments centralize and condense their power, they become corrupted, absolutely corrupted. No wonder.
No, I agree.
This is the oldest cycle in mankind's history. The rise of governments and the fear of governments and the ruthlessness of governments and the rebellion against those ruthless governments by the people. Climb on board.
You know,
it's not the first time.
What choice do we have when we have when we go to vote for a pair of whatever, in whichever states or federal government, when you have the lesser of two evils standing in front of you? I've often asked people, you know, with some of these elections, the two people, and it's not this last, it's every election. You mean to tell me that out of all of the United States of America, that these are the two most morally righteous people that we could find to put forward?
I think what happens, well, we're given a deadline. We got to vote for somebody. If we didn't deadline, we probably wouldn't have a problem.
That's right. We have to take a quick break, sir. We will be right back with Norm Olson, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStreamLive is always on, 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, draws the sea to tears. With no provisions, but in all faces, love is straight to fear.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. Tom Lacovara Stewart with you, with Mr. Norm Olson, pastor and militia commander. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops. That is a quote by Noah Webster on an examination of the leading principles of the Federal Constitution on October 10th, 1787. I like to use these quotes because I'm often told by folks that our founders did not mean for all of us to be armed, and they couldn't foresee the AR-15. Although they had the first machine gun in the late 1700s and grape shot and all of those other neat, interesting devices. But I think that the point was that we'd be armed with the same arms as the typical standing army soldier. And why is that? Can you explain that to us a little bit?
It's called parity. It's simply called equality. It's obviously, if you read my statement to the Senate, and you understand some of the principles of where we are as militia, that the militia is actually, it is the parent. The armed people are the parents of this thing we call government. We were the ones that gave it birth. We were the ones that formed it. They are our servants, and the servant cannot be greater than its master. We are the masters over that. And if we can, and actually, if it were necessary, we would have every arm necessary to protect ourselves against the government that we gave birth to, if it were necessary. It is not necessary at this time, but it is necessary that we be equipped with the same shoulder weapons and sidearms that this ordinary soldier's equipped with, so that we can move quickly, that we can work together, that we have commonality and interchangeability when it comes to parts and ammunition and one thing and another, so that we function in a well-regulated... What's wrong with that word? Why doesn't anybody understand what well-regulated means? It means that we have function and discipline and in a form and a way of doing things that actually works. It doesn't mean we have to be styled like a strict top-down organizational structure of a military unit. It doesn't mean that, but it means that every person has the responsibility to fulfill his or her function in that group according to principles of management, simple principles of management like division of labor, logical assignment, unity of command, delegation of authority, span of control, making sure that your unit is well regulated. We lose that responsibility, it seems, in the definitions that people give us today. They say that we're a militia of wild-eyed, crazy people that can't understand. We're dangerous. No, we're not dangerous. We're well regulated. And not only that, we're unorganized in regard to being not part of the organizational system of the civil government. We're not part
Yes,
of
sir. It. I agree. We're going
to
be going
we have to be.
Yes, we're going to be going into our second hour break in just a few moments, folks. We'll be right back again after a few words from our sponsors with the second hour of Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.